Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program, and I'm Josh Fennett. Each episode we take a closer look at a story that we think deserves just a little bit more attention. Our April issue of the magazine is out now. Do subscribe if you're worried about getting your hands on a copy, and we delved under its covers to bring you a column from Monocle's very own design editor. That's Nolan Giles. Here he reflects on the etiquette and ubiquity of Apple's AirPod headphones. Now listen up.
Undoubtedly, industrial design's biggest impact on style right now relates to one specific body part, the ear. Descend into your city subway and you'll be met with a menagerie of headphone styles. From black beetle-like buds burrowing into ear canals to spindly wraparounds snaking around earlobes. And then there are Apple's ubiquitous white AirPods, leading the pack with a design that has become much less weird-looking since its 2016 launch. These coveted auditory ornaments are a major earner for the Silicon Valley giant. The AirPod is the first piece of technology to become a mainstay on our bodies since the wristwatch. The watch evolved from something we would pull out of our pocket to tell the time with, to a style item driving a multi-billion dollar industry. And so too is the earphone expanding its role, serving more and more of our modern lifestyle needs. It's a different kind of innovation from the iPod and iPhone, says David Phelan, Monocle's technology correspondent. The AirPod is something that you wear, it is a fashion item, and that's why people did laugh at them when they came out. Clearly, it's Apple that's laughing now. With a firm grip on a skyrocketing industry, it has popularized this once odd look through its marketing and, of course, the quality of the product. But Monocle believes that these items should not become permanent fixtures on the human head. Society has shifted into a mindset where it's okay to order a latte with ears completely AirPod clad. Let's not reach a point where we're trying to impress our dates with pieces of plastic sticking out of our ears. For Monocle, I'm Nolan Giles.
Our many and sincere thanks to Nolan Giles. Thanks, Nolan. The April issue of Monocle magazine is available to order now from our website and is available on some newsstands if you can find and have access to them. You can always subscribe so you don't miss a copy. Sadly, that's all we have time for on this week's show. For more design stories, listen to our full-length program, which airs on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time, is available as a podcast, or you could head to monocle.com. Peruse our back catalogue of issues, of books, our 24-hour day radio station, or sign up to our daily newsletters. You won't regret it, I promise. Today's show was produced by May Lee Evans. Thank you very much, May Lee. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.